This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
The Pigskin Pass with Joe Zagorski. Topic: the first AFC Championship game. Now, in 1970, the AFL-NFL merger came about. It was long awaited, and people really were looking forward to it, because you almost doubled the amount of teams in pro football. Now you had 26 teams, and of course you had to get three NFL teams to move to the new American Football Conference. And those three teams were Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cleveland. The interconference games in 1970, the NFC won 27, they lost 12, and there was one tie. Naturally, the AFC only won 12 games and lost 27. Now, the first AFC title game was somewhat of a mini Super Bowl when you think about it, because it had an old AFL team, Oakland, taking on an old NFL team, Baltimore. That was one of the teams that moved into the new AFC. So there was kind of like a Super Bowl flavor to it. The date was January 3rd, 1971, and it was at Baltimore's Memorial Stadium. Beautiful sunny day out there in 71, but unfortunately at that time of the year, if you've ever looked at Baltimore Memorial Stadium in the wintertime, the grass never really grew, and so there was a lot of dirt, unfortunately, and it was called the Duel in the Dust because it was just really dried grass. Oakland committed four turnovers in this game, and Baltimore committed none, and that pretty much determined the victor. As we've always said in pro football, if you make less turnovers, your chances are better to win. Both teams were going into the game evenly matched. Oakland had a miraculous season. They had several last-second wins thanks to pro football's oldest player, George Blanda. He kicked several really meaningful field goals to help this team, and of course, the Oakland Raiders were still good anyway, even if without those last-minute victories. Baltimore showed more poise in the first AFC title game. They took an early 10-3 lead at halftime, and they limited the Raiders to zero pass completions to their wide receivers the entire first half, which was really not common. Now, Oakland's able to tie it at 10-10 in the third quarter, but the Colts responded. Norm Bulash, a Baltimore running back, scored his second touchdown in the third quarter, and it gave the Colts a 20-10 lead going into the final quarter. But the Raiders came back. George Blanda was playing quarterback by this time because Daryl LaMonica was injured. He throws a touchdown pass to Warren Wells, and that makes the score 20-17 in favor of Baltimore. It looks like this could go either way. And then, just after that next possession, Johnny Unitas, the famous quarterback for the Colts, throws a long bomb to Ray Perkins, who runs down the sideline, scores the deciding touchdown, and it's 27-17. The Colts win the first AFC Championship game. Now, it's interesting to note that you have a team like the Raiders who had a second-year head coach, I believe, in John Madden, who is coaching in his second straight championship game. And he lost the previous one, and now he lost this one in 1970. The Baltimore coach was a rookie head coach, Don McCafferty, who was brought in, well, he was already there, but he was hired to replace Don Shula. So, anyway, it was a long pass for a touchdown in the very first AFC Championship game that won the game for the Baltimore Colts, and they would go on to play in Super Bowl V against the Dallas Cowboys. That's a different story for a different time. Thanks for listening to the Pigskin Past.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.